I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. Democratic candidate for Governor Les Guerra was in Juneau last week campaigning. The candidate sat down with me on Friday to talk about why he's running, the state's finances, and how he thinks the new ranked choice voting system will play out. This interview has been edited for length and clarity.
Why don't you just introduce yourself and say what you're doing in elections this year?
Yeah, Les Guerra. It's been interesting running for governor. It's something I've wanted to do since I saw what this governor has been doing. And my view is based on how I grew up. My father was killed when I was six. I grew up in foster care. And I just developed this view that everybody deserves an opportunity to succeed in this world. Everybody deserves a good education. Everybody deserves the ability to get a good paying job. I believe in a living minimum wage so that you can work full time and not live in poverty. Those things matter to me. And I just don't see this state moving in a direction that gives anybody a chance to succeed unless you're already born wealthy.
Sounds like you've got a lot of issues with the current governor. Why did you feel this was a race you should step into with some of these other candidates?
He's had no plan. You know, I mean, he's the quintessential 1980s liberal. He proposes the spending, but not the way to pay for it. And I'd produce a permanent fund dividend people could bank on. And I would end this debate between you either get a dividend or you get schools or you get a university or you get a marine highway. No, you get those things, right? Those are things you get, but we have to end this $1.3 billion in unjustifiable oil company tax subsidies. This governor has chosen to make us poor. I'll put this state back on a road to prosperity again.
The advocates for the tax subsidies, oil tax industry subsidies, would say, you know, they're needed to maintain flow in the pipeline, royalties that are derived from that, and just that chunk of the economy, keeping it vibrant. Sounds like you think there's still a lot of room there for the state and the people to get a bigger piece of it without jeopardizing that, or is the end goal to try to transition off of oil there? What's your thought there?
You have to have a vibrant oil industry. I mean, you want to make sure the tax is fair to them. If we ended these oil company tax subsidies, what we would have is a 35% tax on oil company profits. We don't have that. But if you ended these tax credits, that would be the effect. You'd have a 35% tax on corporate profits. And look, you could adjust that up or down just a little bit, but it's $1.3 billion we're leaving on the table. And I voted to end those credits in the past. I'll work with the legislature to end them. Those people who want a bigger PFD need money to pay for a PFD, unless they're going to keep making it a false promise. People who want education funding know that they need funding. People who believe in a marine highway system know that it needs funding. You have to build a coalition of legislators who want different things and say to them, look, it's a false promise by all of you if you don't have the money to pay for it.
You've run for office many times, maybe not statewide, but what's different about the new election system from a candidate's perspective?
The big purpose of ranked choice voting was to let you vote for your favorite candidate and not have to choose your second choice candidate. And it says, look, if you want your second choice candidate, put them second. In August, you only get one vote. Vote for the candidate you want to make it to November. The top four candidates then go to November. And in November, then you rank your candidates. Rank your candidates the way you believe in them. If you're worried about Mike Dunleavy being reelected, you can vote for me first, Bill Walker second, and Mike Dunleavy doesn't get any of those votes. In this case, I think, you know, Bill Walker, who will be my second choice, will share votes. His voters will probably pick me as their second choice. My voters will probably pick him as their second choice. One of us will make it through.
You know, capital move, capital creep, that's always on the mind of folks in the capital city. I don't know if you have any commitments or promises you can make about where you'll physically be if you're elected governor and where your commissioners and, you know, various state employees will be.
Sure. Juneau's a state capital, right? I mean, you know, this whole idea of trying to secretly move the capital out of Juneau by sending employees out of Juneau is not something that I support. It's the capital city. When I'm down here working with the legislature, I want to have my commissioners down here working with the legislature, not just 2 days a week. I'm going to need them all week. And if they don't want to do that, then they're not going to be my commissioner. This is the capital city, and I support that.
All right. Thanks, Les.
All right. Thanks, Jeremy. I appreciate it.
That was me, KTOO reporter Jeremy Shea, talking with Democratic candidate for governor Les Guerra. KTOO will sit down for interviews with other candidates for governor when they campaign in Juneau.